Meditation 18. Unconditional love.
I want to speak words of love, but love goes beyond seeing. It is I who constantly request to gaze upon the dazzling forms of the Lord. How envious I am of others who rest their eyes daily on the Lord's beautiful forms. I want to speak words of love, but love goes beyond hearing a response from one's beloved. I request daily just to hear one soft word of encouragement. Just once, to hear a sweet note from your flute, or just to hear the tinkling of your ankle bell. And when my desires are not fulfilled, I become very morose. I want to speak words of love, but love goes beyond tactical experiences. Sometimes I think, why don't you just touch me, especially during those hours when I feel lonely and forsaken, so that I can always remember that you are with me. I may not be qualified for a touch or an embrace, so at least give me a good slap or kick to chastise me from my mental anguish. But when neither of my desires is fulfilled, I become even more morose. I want to speak words of love, but love goes far beyond all personal stimulation. Your pure devotees inform us that serving you is the higher taste, and that it is easy to give up the lower taste. But all I experience is the familiar taste of my anxieties and attachments. As my request for the higher taste is not fulfilled, I become very morose. I want to speak words of love, but love goes far beyond any conditional response. I want this nose to just smell one of the flower garlands you wear, or just to once breathe in the aroma associated with your presence. Surely, this will enthuse me for unlimited determination. But when my desires are not fulfilled, I become morose. Yes, as usual, I want to speak words of love, but love goes far beyond feelings of pain and comfort. I naturally go all out of my way to see to my comfort, and I try to avoid pain like someone trying to avoid a poisonous snake. When there is too much pain and discomfort in my services to you, I become very morose. I want to speak words of love, but love goes far beyond doubts of the beloved. When things are under my control, I feel positive and very faithful. But when I do not have such control of a situation, I doubt your mercy and care for me. When I do this, I feel more morose. I want to speak words of love, but love goes far beyond fear. When all of my desires are before me, and I wait and wait for them to be fulfilled as and when I feel necessary, then when they are not, I fear every aspect of existence itself. This definitely makes me feel extremely morose. In the past, I remember hearing about a very special servant who would play a very melodious flute for his master every day. The boy loved to see and hear his master's expressions of joy as the lovely music played. The boy later lost his sight and then his hearing. He was no longer aware of his master's reciprocation. Nevertheless, he continued playing even more enthusiastically, just for his master's pleasure. This boy was not limited to trying to see, hear, or feel the flute. He was simply satisfied in knowing that his master was pleased. Before I talk more of love, I must enter the mood of this special servant. Otherwise, I will remain morose, far from those pure lovers of the divine couple. I remain begging to become a true lover, one who does not demand reciprocation.